I worked for him counting. First of all, I was working, both my sister-in-law, Carmen, and I were working, we started picking. But then afterwards, we got a job as counting the boxes. So we were mostly at the end of the row counting boxes.
Now, were these grapes being packed in the fields? Or?
Mm-hmm. Packed in the fields.
They weren't wine grapes. They were table.
No, they were table grape. We started with, we'd start with, the first grape that starts is, what do you call that? I can't remember anymore. The grapes that they use for, it's not the table grape. They use it for, like for putting it in a fruit cocktail or.
You mean like raisins?
No, not the raisins. We did raisins too.
Oh, but you mean the grapes are like in fruit cocktail? Huh?
Yeah, like I can't remember offhand what you call that. But that was the first work that we did, and then later on the table grape would start. So in that one, and it was because we'd also go early in the morning, and then they'd assign us vines. They'd assign people up to 30, 40 vines. Then we'd pick real fast, and we'd move to another row. And sometimes I would stay because I don't know if I was a favorite or something, but they'd save spaces for me. Because I was very fast, very flat, fast and clean when I was working, when I was picking. So they'd save places for me so I could make more money. Because by 11 o'clock, we were already home. It was piece rate.
Oh, because you had met the quota.
Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily met the quota. They had a quota. In that grape, they had a quota. So we'd...
So you might only work a few hours.
Yeah. Only a few hours, 4 hours maybe, 3.5 hours, depending on the quota that the grower had for that certain grape.
But on occasion, you were able to get additional work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because of your speed?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, were you actually packing grapes?
At that place, yeah, you have to put, it's not really packing, you put the stem up. You put them all even and the stem up. You don't mess them all up. They have to look pretty.
Okay.
Then later on in the table grape, then you have to make it look really nice and not rub it, not make it shine, not, you know, that's packing.
Right. Now, did you carry those table grape lugs?
The lugs, those lugs were something like 45. Those were lugs, okay? Something like 45 a box weighed 45 pounds. You'd carry it to the end of the row where they were picked up.
And then you stack them there.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you worked in the vineyards, did you have to drive far or did you have regular growers that you worked for?
Different growers, and then depending where they had their grape. Let's say like Jamara has grapes in the Delano area, Bakersfield, Edison, the Lamont area, Poplar, Porterville area, Ducor, you know, all those areas. So we used to work in all those areas, and a lot of the growers have them all around.
Many miles from,
yes, uh-huh.
From early market.
Yes.
So what time did you leave the house? And
we'd probably leave about 4:30 in the morning. Start at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the quotas of the growers.
Well, the field packing doesn't have a quota. No. That one is done by the hour and the box.
The hour in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you were paid?
95 cents an hour. 90, 95 cents an hour. I remember it was 20 something cents a box.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many boxes would you pick a day? Or could you?
Did we pick? Oh, me, myself? Let's see. At that time, it was, well, Manuel and I worked together. So it was, I don't remember. That was the hourly we had to. Well, we made more money probably in the picking and packing. Then when we did it like that, then Manuel would pick and I would pack at the end of the row. And most of the growers had packing tables, except for Jamara. They always picked on their knees at the end of the row. Yeah, but all the growers had packing tables, and so there's two to a packing table. And so the men would pick and the women would pack.
Just for the sake of the listening audience, when you say that you worked with Manuel, Manuel was your husband.
Manuel Urandi was my husband, huh?
Right, okay. How did the Delano grape strike begin? Do you remember?
How did it begin? Well, I can tell you that how I began with a Delano grape strike. In 1965, I was working. My husband had become a member of the National Farm Workers Association in April of 1964. He became a member. There was a man that invited him to his home for a house meeting, that Caesar was going to come, and there was a house meeting. And it was in the street next to our street.
And when you say Caesar, who?
Caesar Chavez. I'm talking about Caesar Chavez. He was going around at the time in early March doing house meetings at different ranches, at different different homes. And so I guess this man, Bardomiano Huerta was his name. And he was in the next street next to ours. And he was, he invited Manuel to go. At that time, I didn't do anything. I just worked, was a housewife and worked and did nothing else. And so didn't go anywhere. And so Manuel went to the meeting. He came back later and he told me that he had become a member of the National Farm Workers Association. They explained the benefits to him and saying the dues were $350 a month. They did mention that when we got to $10.50, we didn't pay our dues and we were automatically out. One of the things that attracted him, I guess, was the death benefit. And that is because when our baby son passed away that year, there was no money, no insurance, no none. We didn't have anything. And so my aunt, my mother's sister, Alice, went door to door in early March to get money so that we could bury the baby. And that was, I guess that was, to, and then we had to bury him in Tulare because Delano, there is no cemetery in early March, so we had to bury in Delano. Delano was more expensive than Tulare. So we had to buy a plot and all that and bury him in Tulare. And to me, that is one of the worst things that, you know, that people can go through, not having insurance to bury a loved one. From then on, when I had my mother with me, I took over my mother when she got sick with Alzheimer's, and I took her over. Of course, she was getting Social Security, but my dad could no longer take care of her. And so he was going to put her in a home. And with all these children, well, nobody, you know, offered. And so I offered. And I said, I work all the time, but I'll take care of her. And at the time, Juliana had been laid off of her work. She had been working at the welfare department in Bakersfield. And she had been laid off because they were doing layoffs then. And so they had told me that I could have anyone, that I could pick a person to take care of my mother while I worked. And so I asked Juliana, and she said yes, she would take care of her. From my mother's Social Security, I was able to, I could only spend $157. The rest of her money, whatever I didn't use for her necessities or whatever, I banked. And so I vowed that never again would I ever have to go through something like that again. I banked it so I would have something that when she passed away, there would be the money to bury her. The same thing happened with Manuel, my husband. I don't know how I knew, but I knew that Manuel was going to probably die before I was. Because Manuel and I divorced, after a while. 94, I think it was, when I came to work in La Paz. We had already separated. And I paid an insurance that he didn't know about. Just an insurance, just to bury him, you know. And so I paid it every month. In fact, it was to Gerber Baby Life. And I paid it so that I wouldn't have to be asking anybody for money to bury him. He never found out about it. I never told him. I just did it. I don't like to see, you know, and I still, and to this day, you still see all these car washes going on and all this stuff to have, you know, a loved one buried.
To try to raise some money to have a loved one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the National Farm Workers Association had a death benefit?
It had a death benefit insurance, uh-huh. And it wasn't a very large, it was $1,000 for the head of household, $500 for the wife, and $500 for each child, or $250 for a baby, I think. But that was what the death benefit was.
And was in that at that time, was that enough to bury a loved one?
At that time, was it? I don't think, not really. No, I don't think it was, but it was a help, having something at least. Yeah. So that is the reason that Manuel became a member. And then we had also gotten a leaflet, I think it was, at a time, I don't know if it was in the mail or leaflets that they were giving out, that said they were asking what wages did we think that we should earn? And so I remember a lot later on. We put $1.25 an hour. And so, but I remember seeing those later on that said $1.25 an hour. And so Manuel, so I said, fine. You became a member, you paid the dues, and he told me how much the dues were. Then later on, Dolores would come to the house. If we stayed behind, Dolores would come to the house and Dolores Huerta, would come to the house and let us know, collect the dues. And so I'd look out the window and I'd see that it was her, and I'd tell Maya, here comes that lady again. You go out. You answer the door. And so Maya would answer the door and pay his dues there, or tell her that he'd go over the weekend and go and pay. So, and sometimes when we would go to Delano, we'd stop at the National Farm Workers Association office and Manuel would get off and go in and pay. And so I already knew, that was why when I walked out on strike, I already knew where the office was.
Well, why did you walk out on strike?
Because when we used to work piece rate in the grapes, we also used to do gondola grapes. And, gondola grapes is wine. You go in real fast with some pans, some large pans, and you're in a tractor with a large trailer in the back. And it would be my husband, Manuel, and I, and Carmen, at that time she was Velasquez, and her husband, Joe. And we'd pick as a group all together. And then we would... I don't remember how many gondolas we picked, but that is a dirty, dirty job. That is, you When you finish doing that work every day, you're black all over with all the wine grape all over you. And so we do that. And sometimes we weren't making it. We didn't make our quota. And so that's because they were paying less.
Who set the quota?
They did. The grower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they set the quota, what they pay. And we'd not make it. We'd pull strikes. We'd talk to the other people, and we would all just not work. Not work. And so then they'd raise it, and then we'd go back into work. So we do that a lot. So that was when, so in 1965, when I, when we decided to, we had been working with, July of 64, I was working both myself, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, Carmen, my mother-in-law, Frances Urendi, were working at Vincent Bisananovich in the Delano area. But we got into a fight. Anyway, I got into a fight. And so we were fired. And, the fight wasn't with me, but, you don't want to hear that. But, so that was in July, late July. Then in August, the 1st of August, sometime around then, we got a job. We went and asked Joe Mendez was his name. That was Tony Mendez's father. Tony Mendez was a striker. Remember Grace? Yeah, okay. His father was a foreman, used to be a foreman at a lot of different companies. And we were working. We went and asked him for a job, and he gave us a job. So we were working. We were cutting grapes. It wasn't table grape. It was you put the box right there where you're cutting the grape alongside. It's different. The grapes are different. I don't know what kind of grape it was, but it was a different. The vines are separated. And so we had heard people were talking in the fields, and they were talking about how the Filipinos were out on strike. And they would say the Filipinos are out on strike, not say AWOC, Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee. They would say the Filipinos. And so we decided to join with them. They hadn't come to our field yet, but they were saying that they were going to all the fields and picketing. And we had heard that they were being violent. And so we decided to walk out before they came. We went to the, so we went home. We told Joe we were walking out. We were walking out on strike in support of the Filipino workers. And we went to Early Martin. We went back home. We took my mother-in-law there. We cleaned up a little bit, and then we went to the NFWA office in Delano. Cesar and Dolores were there. And so we walked in and we told them that we had just walked out on strike in support of the Filipino workers. So we were already members of the NFWA. Manuel was not with us because Manuel at the time was working at Kenny Kovacevic packing, cold storage packing, where he later walked out on strike there. And so that's how they sent for the labor commissioner. Dolores sent for the labor commissioner. He came, and I signed my father-in-law, Carmen Urendi, and Carmen Velasquez, my sister-in-law, and myself, signed the declaration saying that we had walked out on strike.
I see.